mundane, brilliant to dumb.
91.5 WMFO.
Bedford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
Silence was golden.
ask you. Yeah, there's one kind favor I'll ask you. One kind favor I'll ask you, just to see that my grave is kept clean. There's two white horses in line, two white horses in a line. The two white horses in a line, there waiting on my burial ground. It's a long lane, ain't got no end. It's a long lane, ain't got no end. It's a long lane, ain't got no end. It's a bad way that never changed.
Mean another poor soul. Heinz Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
I never had before. But really, she's the same thing as coming to that. We'll be right back.
I'm Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico. Last year, my state became the 12th state to allow medical use of marijuana by patients who are seriously ill. Some people were surprised that a Republican governor supports medical marijuana, but I'm hardly alone. Groups like the American College of Physicians, American Nurses Association, and American Public Health Association have all acknowledged the medical value of marijuana. New research about medical marijuana is coming out almost every day, showing remarkable potential in all sorts of serious conditions, including cancer, AIDS, and chronic pain. But some in government still want to put politics and ideology ahead of public health. To learn more about medical marijuana and what you can do to help, contact the Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or visit them on the web at mpp.org. Thanks.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
We'll be right back.
Simplistic to mundane. Brilliant to dumb.
91.5 WMFO.
Medford. I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.